problems duplicating Stephen Petrillo, P-E-T-R-I-L-L-O, 4-1-23-13. Mr. Petrillo returns to clinic after approximately 10 weeks absence. He has lifetime medicals for work-related injuries, which have included lumbar radiculopathy, lumbar facet arthralgia, cervical radiculopathy, occipital neuralgia, and cervical facet arthralgia, period. He states that a treatment paradigm, intermittent injection, medical management, allow performance activity, daily injuries, no pain, strength, increased quality of life. He reports each and every injection is necessary and beneficial, period. He reports his pain level with medication only would be 8 to 9 over 10, with a combination of injections and medications is maintained at 4 to 5 over 10, period, paragraph. He reports ongoing relief of his primary neck pain from our injection of last month, a gradual return of his radicular arm pain, period. He also complains of increasing low back pain, worse going from the sitting to the standing position, and some gradual return of his leg pain, period, paragraph. His current medications include Amlyx, Cymbalta, Lidoderm, Altram, Percocet, Lidoderm patches, Butrans, and Neurontin, period. He denies receiving narcotics from any other source. He denies the cessation of a narcotic motor vehicle, denies any narcotic diversion, and is due for refills, period, paragraph. He continues to exercise. He is pre-authorized, pre-certified today for two-level cervical transfemoral epidural steroid injection therapy, as well as two-level bilateral lumbar facet joint injections. He is pre-authorized, pre-certified, denies any bleeding, dancing, and infection, and contraindication to injection therapy, and desires to proceed, pre-program. Past medical history, past surgical history, family history are reviewed, remain unchanged, has his HDI. So his history is reviewed, there are changes going on in his cohabitation arrangement, period, paragraph. Review systems are reviewed, remain unchanged, session of HPI. Patient is following up with Dr. William Key, KEE, for behavioral modification techniques, period, paragraph. Physical exam, one-on-one, face-to-face, prior to and after procedure, patient regular on country, appears to be modest stress, respiratory rate 17, pulse 76, memory test, short-term, long-term, pieces of decollage, non-constricted, cranial anesthesia, 12, direct close attack, system, runs down, bilateral rod changes. Do you have 2 plus 5, master's knee jerk, normal best response. Some gradual return of straight leg, raised negative canals over the greater sepals, positive spurlings on the right, pain sitting to standing, no neck axial pain today. The patient is using a cane, no normal disc response. Assessment, all work-related over lifetime medicals. Number one, cervical facet arthralgia, ongoing relief from injection many months ago. Number two, cervical radiculopathy, excellent local anesthetic effect today. Last injection lasted approximately 5 months. Number three, greater occipital neuralgia, a gradual return of pain from injection over 2 months ago. Number four, lumbar facet arthralgia, excellent local anesthetic effect today. Number five, lumbar radiculopathy, gradual return of pain after 2 months, period, paragraph. Recommendation, patient continue with Altram, Cymbalta, Lidoderm, Amlyx, Percocet, Neurontin, Butrans. Number two, continue with his TENS unit, cervical collar, carpal tunnel stents, and behavioral modification techniques. Number three, he's returned to clinic in approximately 2 months. He'll need to be approved for two-level bilateral lumbar transfemoral epidural steroid injection therapy, as well as greater occipital nerve blocks times two. He'll need to be approved for 99214, J0702, J185, A45508, A45508B, 99070B, 77003, 77002, 64483, 64483, modifier 50, 64484, 64484, modifier 50, as well as 64405 times 2. Two-level bilateral lumbar transfemoral steroid injection therapy, as well as greater occipital nerve blocks times 2. Stephen Petrillo, separate page, procedure notes, 1-23-13, procedure number 1, indications, neck pain, right arm, right shoulder, cervical radiculopathy, pre-authorized, no contraindications. Procedure, patient in prone position, still prep and drape, under multiple thoracic, local alteration, 3.5 by 25 by 5 meals, guided into the C4, C5, and C5, C6 foramens on the right, respectively. Magazine, nagonistation, near prosthesia, followed by 1 cc of 1% methadone, epinephrine, lidocaine, and 9 milligrams of betamethasone on each site. Need a flush removal, pay child away, report, numbers only. Procedure number 2, indications, low back pain, where sitting to stand with lumbar extension, reminiscent of his lumbar facet arthralgia, no contraindications. Pre-authorized. Proceed to patient in prone position. Under multiple arthroscopy, local alteration, 3.5 by 25 gauge findings, got the L4, L5, and L5S1% from the left and right, respectively. Magazine, nagging oscillation, nagging prosthesia, followed by 1 cc, 1% left, probably after infinitocaine, and 15 milligrams of key rollback at each site. Need a flush removal, pay child away, report, numbers only. Recommend multiple arthroscopy use for all procedures. Recommendation, patient return to clinic in 8 to 10 weeks for gradual occipital nerve block times 2 and lumbar transfemoral epidural steroid injection therapy bilateral times 2. Thomas Duke, end of dictation. Stephen Petrillo, 1, 23, 13.